From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says a manned and unmanned airstrike in central Somalia has killed more than 150 al-Shabaab militants preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Saturday's target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
This is a good example of how the United States military can use our resources and capabilities in partnership with forces on the ground, in this case, African Union forces, to counter extremism and protect the United States and our interests.
A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. learned the fighters were set to depart the camp and posed an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces. He said the U.S. watched the camp for weeks before the attack. European Union leaders said Tuesday they reached a possible agreement with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey, and they're confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. They agreed to give Ankara more money to help care for refugees, ease visa requirements for Turks, and speed up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. Ahmet Davutoğlu is the Turkish prime minister.
This is a humanitarian process helping refugees, but at the same time, it is a strategic issue for us as Turkey that Turkey will be integrated to EU, and Turkish-EU relation will create a new momentum in international field, because this Syrian issue showed us very clearly that there is a need of a much more sophisticated, integrated strategy between Turkey and EU.
A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize commitment and agree on a deal that the leaders hope will allow for a return to normalcy at their borders by year's end. This is VOA News. In Tunisia, Islamist fighters from Libya attacked the border town of Ben Gourdan Monday, targeting police and army posts. At least 53 people, including security force personnel, were killed. President Beji Caid Essebsi went on state television afterward to warn the North African country is at war with what he called barbarians. South Korea Tuesday imposed new sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test and rocket launch. They include an expanded number of individuals and entities blacklisted and a ban on vessels docked in North Korean ports from entering South Korean waters. Monday, the U.S. said it takes threats of a nuclear attack by the North very seriously. That warning issued by Pyongyang came as the U.S. and South Korea launched massive war exercises. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do take those threats seriously and again call on Pyongyang to cease with the provocative rhetoric, cease with the threats, and quite frankly, more critically, cease the provocative behavior, the actual conduct that has led now to yet another round of international sanctions, the toughest that have been executed now in decades against Pyongyang.
That reference to last week's unanimous UN Security Council resolution approved in the wake of the North's recent nuclear and rocket launches, February's banned under previous resolutions. At least 10 people have been killed between rival militia in the first violence in Central African Republic since Faustin Archange Touadéra was sworn in as president last week. The violence late Saturday occurred in the central town Bambari, with local officials suggesting it may have been a reprisal attack. Hopes were raised a new administration would help end 3 years of violence sparked by a coup that ousted President Francois Bozizé in 2013. National Football League quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to go out on top after 18 seasons, announcing his retirement Monday, just a month after he helped the Denver Broncos win the Super Bowl. An emotional 39-year-old Manning held a news conference, looking back on his career.
When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me.
He retires as the all-time leader in regular season touchdown passes and yards. He won the NFL's Most Valuable Player 5 times, the only quarterback to lead 2 different franchises to Super Bowl championships. Billionaire businessman, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced Monday he will not mount a third-party White House bid. Bloomberg, the 74-year-old Democrat-turned-Republican turned-Democrat-turned-Independent, said he believes he could not win. President Obama has ordered flags at the White House and all federal buildings lowered to half-staff, as a mark of respect to the memory of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died Sunday of congestive heart failure at age 94. She'll be buried on Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.